RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Being the rather neat freak that I am, I like things neat and tidy and organized. It helps keep me organized in my very busy life. But you might not realize where the germs hang out, and you might think that by being neat and tidy that your house is clean. Well, that is not necessarily the case. So I'm going to tell you some of the nasty little germy spots where they hide, the little hidey holes that those germs hang out in. Let's start with kitchen sponges. Yikes, the very tool that scrubs away that disgusting stuff. I don't even use a sponge. I don't know who still uses a friggin' sponge anymore. But 75% of sponges tested contained E. coli, salmonella. This is disgusting. They're warm. They're moist. Let's just get rid of sponges. Stop using them. If you are going to use them, you can microwave your sponges for 2 minutes every day and replace them every 2 weeks. Soak them for 20 minutes in a mixture of vinegar is another way to sanitize them. So moving on, we have so many things we'd like to cover in this very short amount of time. Toothbrush holders, if you look at the bottom of your glass, if you use a toothbrush holders, that's disgusting. It all goes down, all your spit and all the things that you've been doing goes down to the bottom. I try and replace my kids at least every week. So take it out, wash it in the dishwasher, try and do it at least every week. So make sure that you use a clean glass or whatever. This one you might not expect, electronics. Really, your keyboard is a disgusting place, and especially among women. These tend to be a very popular place for women to, I don't know why, do we eat at our desks more? Maybe that's it. But the best thing you can do is to keep your electronics clean, to wash your hands after eating a meal or touching your face. Use sanitizing wipes to clean the keyboard. They have some little wipes and things that you can use that will not mess with the keyboard itself. Bed sheets. You got to launder your sheets once a week. If you're someone who sleeps naked, that's not me, but you don't even know. You don't even want to know what's going on in there. Carpet. Carpet is probably one of the bigger ones that people don't even realize because the foot traffic going through is, you're bringing in things from outside. You don't know what you stepped in, a squished bug or dog poop or rabbit poop, and you didn't even know it. And then you bring it into your house and you want to lay on the carpet with your kids. So these are all different places and things you might not realize that germs are hanging out and hiding. So clean it up, folks. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned.